what's going on in Niger is that Niger was struck by a severe food crisis last year, as you know, because production dropped dramatically 2 years ago, and past production was very limited, and all this led to a serious food crisis across Niger last year. But after this crisis, rainfall was very good in 2010, and improved distribution of inputs led to record crop, and pastures have recovered also countrywide. So the food supply situation has improved, pastures have improved, but at the same time, the crisis has had serious impact on income, on the nutrition situation of the country, and so on.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program have released a joint assessment of Niger's malnutrition situation. What does it say?
According to the last nutrition survey done in the country in November, malnutrition rate was still very, very high, above 17% in many areas.
If the harvest has increased, if there's been a record harvest, why are malnutrition rates still so high?
Malnutrition rate still so high because malnutrition is the result of several factors. In addition to food availability, you have other factors including access to health services, and the malnutrition rate in November was still the result of last year's food crisis. So people need to continue to assist Niger so that people have access to the food which is now available in the country. We're not talking about general food distribution to the countries. We are talking about support to the nutritional recuperation centers. We are talking about non-food assistance, usually because one of the impacts of the crisis is that there was huge mortality of animals. Herd lost thousands of animals. So we are asking people to replenish the animal, to support other income-generating activities, to improve access to food across the country.
So, in other words, you're trying to reestablish the livestock in the country?
Exactly. That is a key component of what we are recommending people to do, because livestock mortality has been very, very high in spite of the assistance of many agencies, including FAO. So it's now important to replenish the livestock sector.